Yeah, I mean, I've talked to
him. That's my assistant director.
Yeah. You handle, like, discrimination?
Discrimination claims as it relates to accommodations, public accommodations, housing.
Housing discrimination.
And employment.
Do you have a pretty big caseload? I mean,
it fluctuates from month to month. It depends upon how many people are fired within a particular month and how many have the gumption, you know, to come in and file. Some of them are scared, some have this attitude, hey, well, nothing they can do, what the hell, you know, why worry about it? And if they check our track record, we have been somewhat successful as far as putting people back on their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting them compensation, you know, monetary compensations.
Yeah.
And probable causes, you know, hey, go the whole nine yards. And if Miami grabs a hold of it, if they don't want to settle on local level, and Miami grabs a hold of it, which is the feds, either they piss or get off the pot. One or the other, ain't no two way about it. And Miami find probable cause. Hey, either you do, or we go to court.
Mm. Yeah, when I was talking to Mr. last week, or maybe the week before, he seemed to be the kind of person I wouldn't want to, you know, have him calling up and saying, hey, you're screwing a bunch of people up.
He's not as bad as the director.
Was he? Is he the shorter type?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's the head honcho.
The head honcho. He is a living jewel. He is sweet. And what I like about him, now he's not going to have any hanky-panky. Nothing goes out that office half-assed. You better make sure your I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and all those kind of verbs you commence to be splitting them. Your best is to get them straight.
Yeah.
And if you have any typographical error, your best is to make them correctable.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing leaves out that office half-stabbing. And he's a jewel. He's sweet. He back up his employees as long as he's aware of what his employees is up against.
Mm-hmm.
And that man can raise more hell. They say short people always raise more hell because they have this inferiority complex. You know,
Napoleon
so
complex. Yeah.
I said, Lord, I would hate for him to call me in the office. He can't even whisper. Because if he whispers, you swear he's yelling.
Yeah, like, it's kind of funny, we were in there, well, you know, like, when I came the first time, you know, I just walked in there, like, you know, wearing my, you know, this kind of bit. I started talking to him, you know, and I said, well, I talked to Mr. Davis first, and he went in the other room one, talked to, you know,
Mr. Jones,
and pulled out a cigarette, and he said, here, let me have one of your cigarettes. Sure, here, take the whole pack. Want my lighter here?
No, they
really helpful people, you know.
You know, everything is done on an informal basis. But yet it's still
but
is
it
formal.
Gets done though.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now whenever a CP, we call charging party, walks into their office, our job is to make them feel comfortable, relax. Not necessarily a charging party, a visitor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to make them feel relaxed and comfortable, and you know, so they won't feel, you know, edgy or tight, whatever. Make them feel relaxed and what have you. And they're very successful in doing that. And it's just like an open door policy. But if you come in there half stepping with some off the wall crack, he don't care if you oddy, dotty, farty, any of the goddamn body. Your behind's going out that door.
I can remember that. That's one of the best things.
What's the matter, babe?
That's one of my favorites.
Ivy Dobby or any goddamn body.